coming out of turn four, we're back with the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
And thanks for tuning in.
Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's up, what's up? The Three Wide Podcast is back once again, one more time here in Manhattan, Kansas. That's right, Eddie Greer III for the EG3 Three Wide Podcast. Gander Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and of course the NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of NASCAR, folks. Two more weeks. Crazy to think about it, two more weeks. And of course, this is part two of the Texas recap. And I'm recording this tonight, here, October 29th, a day after my birthday, 2020. I recorded part one of Texas on Tuesday. That should already be out. And of course, this episode will be out tomorrow night. And then part one will go up around lunch hour at some point. So you have both parts due to the crazy weather that happened down there at Fort Worth, Texas. Basically a big old mist cloud sitting on the racetrack, pretty much. Crazy weather, 72 hours. And finally, it finished up last night. And this will be this in this part, we're all going to be focused on just the cup only. So it could be 30 minutes, could be less than that. But hey, we're going to focus just on the Cup Series because we already talked about the trucks in the Xfinity Series. You missed out on that. Well, go download, tell your friends, download part one of the Texas Weekend Recap, and I have all the lowdown for you from there. So, yep, tell your friends about us, of course, at Eddie_EG3, and of course, the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast, EG3. Find it wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and more, the Three Wide Podcast. That also includes Amazon Music. If you have Alexa in your home, you can tell it to play the Three Wide Podcast with EG3, and it should do it right there. So double the episodes this week because of the weather that happened. Man, something else last night from there. So there is that little business right there for you. Two races left in the Cup Series, folks, last night. And I got to take it back to the 200 episode of this podcast. If you haven't listened to that, also, well, we got some catching up to do. Great episode of Loose Lugs Podcast, AJ and Ryan. And, oh, good old buddy Ryan. I got to give, actually, good old buddy, good old friend AJ. Got to give him some credit. Even though this pick was a week late, he picked Kyle Busch to win at Kansas. That obviously did not happen. And then last night, Kyle Busch struck gold after being eliminated 2 weeks ago in the playoffs. And not only that, screwed up the playoff picture. Nobody getting in. And Kyle Busch, 33 race winless streak over. And more importantly for him, he keeps a 16-year straight of wins in the Cup Series pretty much intact. He cut it close this year, and obviously all the talk after the elimination race of the Roval was about the future of Adam Stevens with Kyle Busch. So that's going to be interesting to follow with the offseason and everything else. Of course, we will have offseason episodes of the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast, and I'll tell you to schedule more as we get a little closer to that. But right now, it's all about Martinsville. And, of course, thoughts and prayers to the path of whoever is in the path of the hurricane down south Texas, Louisiana. And supposedly is going to be making its landfall east way. So I don't like the looks of that. And obviously, I have few friends still down in the south of Georgia. Lots of people without power as well. So I had to bring that up as well. So this is, I've been through my share of hurricanes down south, living down south for most of my life before, of course, landing up here in the Midwest. But yeah, definitely, and don't ask me the name of the hurricane. That's not my main concern right now. My main concern is about all those folks right now in a path of a hurricane. We need to keep thoughts and prayers. And obviously, Martinsville, right there in the thick of it. So again, weather could play a huge factor in this thing. And of course, all the activity is going to be starting with the truck series tomorrow night. Going to go down with the round of eight, the finale. Who getting in to the championship four? We'll all find out together who does that in all three divisions as well. But Kyle Busch, absolutely vintage Kyle Busch, that's for sure. No doubt. The cars got better as the race went on. And damn it, I thought thought it was going to be Martin. And I was a little bit concerned coming out of this rain delay where Martin was standing at. But obviously, Blake Harris did a tremendous job. Unfortunately, hell of an effort by MTJ, only to come short to his teammate. And Kyle Busch felt sorry about taking the win. And this is where the rant comes into play. So I tweeted out a little bit last night. If you follow me there, go in there and check it out. But a lot of people on my Twitter line saying that Kyle should have moved out of the way for Martin to take the win. Damn it. Listen, I'd rather earn it on a racetrack. That's this generation, or I should say over half this generation, wants it too easy. And I'm old school, so listen, I mean, that's, if you want that, then you need to find another pity patty sport to go find, all right? You don't see, and this, you don't see a marathon, a talented, and this is just kind of a funny analogy, but I'm going to use it anyways, but you don't see Kipchoge, who's been, for those of you who don't know, running, obviously he's been top of the sport for a lot of years, but and then, of course, didn't do so well in London, but still, anyways, I was going to use him as an example. You don't see him, a talented runner who runs almost less than, basically less than 2 hour marathon, pull over for somebody else to win, Bekele to win. Hell no. This is Kyle Busch you're talking about. He's not going to pull over his teammate to win. Of course not. Maybe he thought in the back of his mind, yeah, but even for him, that's low. That's low in the totem pole. Don't do that. I mean, you got to earn on the racetrack. I mean, Martin has plenty of chances this year to win races and just didn't do it. And even Martin said it himself, they just weren't good enough last night to get it done. And here we are. And a 20-point penalty, Martin's team put him in that spot. Blames on them too. I mean, I'm not afraid to put it. Let's call it what it is. I said it on the Pearl Project podcast this week. Put Todd Gurley on blast. And of course, I'm recording this just less than an hour away from the Falcons playing. Which, yes, folks, I'm going to sit and waste my time watching. Yes, I know. Don't feel sorry for me. But you can laugh at me all you want. But hey, Todd Gurley, I put the blame on him. Everybody give him slack for not going in now. Obviously, the Lions had something to do with it, with their poor-ass tackling and whatnot. But still, though, you knew the situation going in, and you score a touchdown, and then all of a sudden, you basically give a talented quarterback like Matthew Stafford an opportunity to drive down the field with a sorry defense, sorry two-minute defense, and bam, you knew what's going to happen, right? So basically, that's that. But when I'm back to the main point, what I'm talking about, what I'm saying is, it's Kyle Busch talking about. Kyle Busch not going to pull over and let not even his teammate who's trying to get the championship for a chance to win this race. You guys are, you talking that up, you guys should be ashamed of yourself for doing that. And I just shook my head and said, what do you guys think? You know better. Y'all want it too easy. You want to see your guy, whether it's Truex, Chase Elliott, Brad Keselowski, Rowdies, yada yada yada. You want to see your favorite driver earn that win, right? Not to have it easy. And that's just ridiculous. And this is late in the season. And college, Adam Stevens did a hell of a job calling that last 10 to 15 laps right there. Made the gamble. I mean, you have nothing to lose anyways. You're not in the playoffs. Anyway, and even if they were still in the playoffs, they would have probably still kept out that lead anyway. So, really, it's hindsight, 2020. He's not going to pull over. You got to go up there and take it. And I really thought the exchange the pit stop. I listened to you quite a bit of the race. I did not watch the race due to B-day activities and then having midweek church at my church that I go to. So the key turn of events obviously was the exchange on the pit stop where Martin, typical 19-team, stay out too long and then run out of gas, lost tremendous track position, and lost quite a bit of track position there, a little bit, in that which made Kyle Busch dictate pretty much the rest of the race, did not see another caution throughout this race. So basically, that was the race right there. I mean, that's unfortunate there, but typical MT19 style. Let's run out of gas, right? Just a lap before, lap after you're supposed to come in. So that was their own mistake, and it proved costly right there for that 19 bunch there, Truex. So now you're going, everybody's in must-win. I don't care about the points at this point. I mean, everybody's saying, well, you still want your win with Elliott and Bowman. Yeah, you can forget about that. You got to win to get in. That's just no doubt about it. And you're probably going to need some help. But the main majority, 90% going in here, game seven. It's all about winning. And as it stands right now, you have no Chevys in the final four again right now. And I mean, obviously, Chase, and I listened to the teardown today on my route out of town for work. And Jordan Miyake, Jordan Miyake was spot on. I mean, you just Chase Elliott. I mean, you came in this round in. You had an opportunity, and now you got to win. I mean, all these guys outside have to win. Must-win situation. Kurt Busch, Hail Mary time for you. I mean, we're about to see if this stands what it is right now. You got the Penske cars. Logano, he's already locked in because of the win at Kansas City. Keselowski holding on to that last spot by plus 22, I want to say. 22, 24, somewhere in that area. Something like that. Like I said, I don't care about the points at this point. All I know is all those guys outside Keselowski, you need to win. Elliott, Bowman. Bowman, who had a strong run again last night. Lost points. I mean, Chase Elliott again having issues. I mean, this, for whatever reason, when you get into this round, this 9 team could have, whether it's on track issues or something, mechanical issues, whatever, this just can't find their own way. And yes, we still have one race to go before all the Championship 4 is settled for Arizona next weekend. But man, we're in danger. And yes, Kyle Larson being in that stable, we'll talk plenty about Kyle Larson in future episodes coming up on a 3-Wire podcast. That's going to change the narrative. I mean, Chevy, are they going to make it to Final Four? Well, they're 500 laps away from not making it to Final Four again for how many years now? They've been on some kind of streak. Yeah, and you got to go back to Jimmy Johnson, which was 2 years ago. Yeah, 2-3 years ago, making the Final Four. So they're going to could be shut out of it again unless Chase Elliott mans up and does something about it on Sunday in the final race, which everybody says is going to be bananas. I'm going to hold because every time I've said that, it hasn't been like that. It's been the normal, particular now, the intensity, just like it was last night. Oh, PRN, they, like I said, all year long, they do a fantastic job. The excitement, you can just hear the intensity, excitement in the entire broadcast. I mean, it just kept ramping up and ramping up and ramping up. And I didn't even watch the race, and I felt it right there. I was ready to run through a brick wall. And I tell you what, I'm ready to go. I got a marathon relay. Our relay team is going to do the marathon relay. I'm at it again, doing the marathon relay here in town this weekend. So I'm pumped up for that as well. But yeah, I'm ready to run through a big walk. But all that happened last night, Clinton Boyer, I was very surprised. I'll be honest with y'all, I was very surprised. Now, yes, I know I'm talking about not plow drivers Boyer and Busch, but I had to bring them up specifically because Boyer was giving Kyle Busch hell, and even Matt DiBenedetto So, once again, guys, man, it's intensity, and I'm going to say we'll see. I mean, everybody says it's going to be bananas, all the carnage and whatnot. Now, I'm probably going to throw in the trucks in here. I'll probably be the exception of the trucks, because trucks, I expect things to be real wild. And maybe I might throw the Xfinity Series, too, up in there. But the Cup Series, I'm going to sit back and wait on that, because every time, Bristol was a perfect example, and what happened, it was a lame-ass race. So, except for the last 50 laps with the battle between Harvick and Kyle Busch. Other than that, it was a lame-ass race. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm coming at you hard on this half of the episode of the podcast. But, yeah, I'm going to wait and see, because we said that many times, and then we come up disappointed. So, I'm going to sit back and wait, and I'm going to wait and watch and find out under the lights. Well, this race will end under the lights. No question, if this race gets started on time with weather permitting, I might add with the hurricane and its path as projected to go, we'll find out how this race gets in. Obviously, the halfway point is 250. So, but with all that said and done, Truex come up short. And yeah, I mean, how's it? Yeah, at this point, I mean, yeah, with the Falcons, with the Falcons, all that. Yeah, I mean, I pretty much accept the fact that he's not going to make it. I mean, maybe I jinxed myself. Maybe he will, because he's won the last two Martinsville races. But after last night, I've already accepted the fact he ain't going to make it in. And so maybe I might be jinxing myself, the old jinx on myself. We'll see. But yeah, he's coming in. But yeah, he's Martin spot on. I mean, you can't rely on past performances. You got to go out there, handle your business. We'll find out. And I'm going to sneak this in here. Okay, so if they can get their heads right out of pre-race suspension, you know, for the 19 team, and Jay Small has been at home now all this time, been back home, I'm sure, being suspended, out of the race, been suspended that amount of time, I'm pretty sure he's gotten a little extra homework on that Martinsville car. I'm just saying now, so we'll see. We'll see. I'm gonna throw that in there. So yeah, I'm for all us Truex Nation out there. I know a lot of the Truex Nation listen to this podcast. So I'm gonna let y'all marinate on that for a little bit. So he's had a few extra days now. He's still at the racetrack. Yeah, that would be a concern. Well, obviously, but just saying, he got suspended from the racetrack, and he's had a few days other than these other guys that had to turn around quickly. And yes, for the exception of Joey Logano and probably Harvick too, for that matter. So we'll see. We'll see. So that's kind of a little intriguing right there for y'all. But yeah, ain't Elliott, Bowman, Truex, and Kurt Busch all in must-win mode heading to Martinsville.
Listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Kyle Busch leading 90 laps en route to his first win, coming in the last three races of the year, gets it done. And he definitely looked relieved after the checker taking that checkered flag and holding off a hard charging Martin Truex Jr., EG3, Eddie Greer III, here for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, Part 2 of Texas episode. I've already recorded Part 1. You guys can download that. Check it out. These episodes will be out tomorrow, so be out on the lookout for that as well. And I might, sorry to get bounced off the racetrack, bounce off the tracks again, but just keep this in mind. I might throw in a special guest here, possibly after the championship four. So keep that in mind. I have a couple people in mind for that. So keep that in mind. Martin Truex Jr. second, 53 laps led in this one. Christopher Bell, third best finish of the year. Another top 10 run for it. It's Christopher Bell ending the year on a strong note. And I know we've been talking about mostly, three non-playoff drivers, including Bell, included in this deal there. So, Christopher Bell, third in this deal. Blaney, fourth. Alex Bowman, fifth. Brad Keselowski, sixth. Kurt Busch, seventh. Matt DiBenedetto, eighth. Denny Hamlin, ninth. Joey Logano, tenth. So, and then you asked where Kevin Harvick finished, who had earlier problems. Harvick finished in his 16th position. Chase Elliott, the worst of the playoff drivers there, finishing a 20th spot there. Yeah, that's not going to get it done there. And where this thing is mapping out here will be interesting. I did not get a starting lineups. Well, for Martinsville, it should come out tomorrow at best. Now, I might be wrong. It might have been come out already. I'm going to go ahead and double check that real quick for a minute while I'm doing that. So, yeah, the stage is set pretty much for Martinsville boys and girls. It's going to be interesting. That is for sure. And we'll just have to see what happens there with that as well. Yes, and speaking of which, there is a starting lineup. So, actually, let's just go ahead right now and do the starting lineups for all three to kind of put a bow to the weekly episodes here on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. And as I come up on that, as well here to get out to our truck series, I'm literally streaming this just right now. The 51, I believe it was Chandler Smith, who was driving this race car. He got a penalty apparently at Texas there. Danny Stockman, tire changer Brandon Trandino, and Jackman Charles Tucker, they're pretty much done for the year. So the penalty apparently violating sessions 12.5.2.7.4 in NASCAR rule, but that is too much math right there, which specifies penalty for any loss separation of an improperly installed tire wheel. Danny Stockman, they're done for the year. Danny Stockman, a crew chief of that 51 car, I believe that 51 truck, excuse me, which I believe was driven by Chandler Smith last week. He is basically suspended for the rest of the year. And I just read off these names, so Stockman, Thacker, and Trandino, gone for the rest of the year. So, and that's probably going into next year's Daytona Speed Weeks as well. So, that's unfortunate for them. Kyle Busch Motorsports, this warning for them on that front right there. So, that's a little bit of news right there. So, starting up right here, we're going to just name off the playoff drivers here for each of these. So, we're just kind of speed things up. I want to end it here with the Falcons and Panthers here coming up here pretty shortly here. Obviously, Sheldon Creed, starting P1 at Martinsville. And Creed is a short track master. You're going to be looking at shots with you. But obviously, we know that the GMS duo of Creed and Brett Moffitt are in the championship for Hill in a good spot. Zane Smith, Matt Crafton knows how to get around this place very well. And we're going to find out if Zane Smith can upset Crafton to get in. And of course, remember, Matt Crafton is the defending champion. Does he have one more in him to have another chance to defend his championship? We'll find out. But Zane Smith, though, he's going to be starting in the front row. Woo! So Creed and Smith starting in the front row. And these are all the playoff drivers in order. So Austin Hill, third. Brett Moffitt will start fourth. He's already locked in. Matt Crafton, fifth. Tyler Ankrum, work to do. Ben Rhodes off the dumping of Christian Eckes. Seventh, and great, sorry about that, and Grant Ampinger there in the eighth spot right there, and just to ride around and starting in the top 10. I just mentioned this guy, the truck that Brandon Jones is going to drive, is that 51 truck. Ninth, and the other KBM truck, Rafael Starr, will start in the 10th position right there. And I'm looking down, and there's Parker Clickerman, he's starting shotgun, so that really doesn't matter. So that's starting up right there for tomorrow night's race, the eve of October, for the Gantador Truck Series race, the Xfinity Series starting out for this weekend. On Saturday, Austin Cindric managed to escape Texas on the right side of the line. He will lead the field to green. Noah Gregson, can he bounce back? That's going to be key here. This is here. Heartbreak City for Noah Gregson in that number 9 car. Does he have one more in him? Can he bounce back? Can he? He has a second chance. Can he do it? We'll find out. Justin Haley will start third. Ross Chastain, work to do in the points. Fourth, Chase Briscoe, locked in. And keep him and his wife, Marissa, in your prayers as well this weekend. Very unfortunate from news from there. I'm not going to talk about any more about that. You guys can find that out on social media. Fifth, but Briscoe, locked in on the track to Arizona next week. Justin Allgaier, sixth. Brandon Jones will start seventh.
in this race right here. Jeb Burton, Ryan Seay, the other get playoff driver, Liu Starnight. That's interesting there. I wonder why that is. Harrison Byrd, the upset winner, if I want to call it, stealing a seat at the table away from Gregson. We'll start in the 10th position right there.
And last but not least, the Cup Series race, the Xfinity 500 to decide the rest of the Championship Four at Arizona Season Finale 500 next weekend in Phoenix, Arizona. Woo! So it's going to go down right now. All right, folks. So, starting lineup here. Again, naming off just the eight with Kyle Busch and Ryan Blaney basically holding down positions 9 and 10. They will start Brad Keselowski. Star will lead the field of green, and guess who's right there in the second spot? MTJ. And these two cats here lead in the statistical department when it comes to Martinsville going back to 17, which I've been using that logistics for the season. So you look at these guys, Brad Keselowski, and remember, guys and gals, Keselowski holds the last spot right now. He was sweating it out. And he out, and for my words yet, he's still in out of the woods yet. He got 500 laps to hold off Hungry Hounds like a Chase Elliott, like Truex, like Bowman, like Kurt Busch. So he ain't out of the woods yet, especially with somebody right there like a Martin Truex Jr. Keselowski, 2 wins, 7 top 10s. And of course, I mentioned Martin Truex Jr. at the top of the podcast, folks, for good reason. He's won the last 2 races, including the spring race earlier this year under the lights there. He was lights out in stage 3. He was out to lunch a little bit in the second stage in that car with a little damage, though. A little for some help. Got out front, and he dictated this race. And he dictated it last year as well. So he gets out front. Boy, you're going to be sweating it out. So Keselowski not out of the woods just yet, my man. Penske, yeah, they're not out of the woods just yet. Truex starting second. Bowman will start third. Denny Hamlin fourth. Kurt Busch rolls off fifth. Kevin Harvick sixth. Giuliano seventh. And Chase Elliott, he's going to be rolling off in the eighth position right there. That's the Xfinity 500 playoff seating, or Super Bowl, I should say, rolling off. And hopefully, you can't give him this track position. I'm calling the 19 team again here. Yes, I know. I'm sorry about that, but they've cost Martin a lot of points as it's here. And maybe it would not matter anyway. Maybe he would still finish second. But fact is, do not put yourself in that hole. Don't do it, because you pretty much you already threw away. I've already called it already. You already threw away a chance to get in a championship four by filling with the spoiler that you've been given to. Don't quit doing that. You're basically taking yourself out of it. So, don't do it. Do not do it. And I'm pretty sure I called him out too, James Small. You had a few days to think about it. You had a couple extra days to get this thing ready. So, no, pretty much no excuses here. So, but yeah, you can't ask for a better situation. Hopefully, for all of us, I'm speaking for all of Truex Nation. That car passed pre-race tech, because that's now 2 times in a row in this round of 8 that you put your driver in a bad situation. You can't do it in Martinsville. That's just too much track position to make up. You better have a fast race car to do that. But for the most part, do not put your team in a bad spot. That's what this 19 team has had done in 2 races. And yes, again, it maybe not mattered much with KC, especially with Texas falling just short last night. So Martin knows the deal. We don't need to tell him anything else. He knows that there's no situation in for him. A 3rd straight win will propel him right to the championship 4. Games, like I said, 2 words. Game 7, baby. Game 7, that's all you need. Not just for Truex, Chase Elliott, Bowman, and Kurt Busch. And it's simple. And like I said, I'm going to sit back Sunday afternoon, and we'll find out how crazy this race gets. We know what happened Last year, obviously, Truex dominated, but the couple 2 years before, the year before that and the year before that, it got real crazy. So we'll see. We'll see how this goes. But yeah, the intensity is going to pick up, that's for sure. So Martinsville, all three series will be in action beginning tomorrow night. The final four will be set for sure. And I'm figuring out the shows for tomorrow, next week, and how that's going to go for sure. So definitely be out on the lookout for some updates on your Twitter. So yeah, I'm ready for Martinsville, and I'm glad we had to have a day off between races because I'm ready to go. I've listened to all that from PRN. The game, they did a tremendous job once again last night calling the races, and the intensity just going to get even, it hits here. Everybody's talked about it. Martinsville, all the crazy shit about to go down. Find out. Follow me at Eddie_EG3 on Twitter, and of course the 3Y NASCAR Podcast EG3. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. Man, woo! Get rested up, get ready, y'all, NASCAR fans. It's here. The last chance to get into the Championship 4 is about to be upon us. And of course, both these episodes, part 1 and 2 of Texas, will go out tomorrow, folks. But for now, time to wrap this thing up, folks. Put it in the garage. Let's wrap it up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's another wrap for another edition of 3Y NASCAR Podcast EG3. That's right. Big D co-produces this podcast. Big shout to him for his work throughout the year. I say it every week. Appreciate you. Of course, Eddie Greer saying thank you guys for listening to 3Y NASCAR Podcast. This week, both episodes, part 1 and 2, be on the lookout. Tomorrow, tell your friends about the podcast. You guys know what to do there as well. But for right now, get rested and ready because Martinsville is upon us. Of course, we got to keep our eyes on the weather this weekend at Martinsville with the hurricane on land, pretty much on landfall now. But congratulations to all the winners this week. Kyle Busch, Harrison Burton. And Sheldon Creed. So two out of three winners this weekend, non-playoff contenders. What is going to happen at Martinsville? We're about to find out. Game 7 is about to be upon us. Game 7. Let's go.
Sports podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3Y.